This is the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us. We're going to have a big day today. We got a lot of cool stories. It's going to be just us talking about the outdoors. Don, that's not a bad thing, right?
It shouldn't be.
Wow.
We'll see.
That inspired confidence in my mind. We've got some neat stories. I don't know. Do you ever answer a phone call if they don't recognize the number, Don?
Every once in a while I do, yes.
Okay, well, you've been luckier than the guy that we're going to talk about shortly that, yeah, got lost and wouldn't answer his phone. We'll be right with that. That story and more coming right up. Hang tight. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good morning, you guys. It's dark now, so it's like, is it morning or?
Yeah, well, we're going to have a run of this, you know, for the...
For a
next
while
few
now.
Months.
Get used to it.
We're going to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just have to get my mind wrapped around it because then it's like, okay.
And it's daylight saving next weekend, right?
I don't know.
I believe
It's coming up.
Yes.
And then it makes everything
dark. It's usually
dark.
Opening weekend.
Of deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Right.
Then it's dark forever.
Yeah. Well,
then we never see the sun.
It's gone away. I hate it. Oh, well. It's seasonal change, and we get a lot of it up here. Not only the dark, but also the temp. So we've learned to live with it and make the best of it.
So, absolutely.
As temperature started to drop, it kind of brought me back to a memory I had hunting. And flows into the tip this week where you need to have muscle to do things, you know, hunting. They're going to climb a stand or you're going to do whatever. But it wasn't proven to me to what degree you need to have muscle. And so I was hunting with a buddy of mine. We're in southern Minnesota and it was cold. I mean, it was probably 10 degrees, 12 degrees.
All right.
I'm decked out of my stuff and I'm not cold.
You're fine on your way to the stand, I'm guessing.
Got to the stand, got up in the stand, perfect spot. And, I'm there for a while, and it's starting to be dusk, and I'm comfy, and I'm looking, and I'm like, there's 15 deer in a row walking this trail. And I'm thinking, oh, this is, it doesn't get any better.
Is it like shooting fish in a barrel?
Fish in a barrel. I'm good. This is awesome. I'm just going to pick the one I want, and we're good. Of course, the one I wanted was like, second from the back.
Okay.
So they
you
all
got
walk
plenty
by.
Of time then.
I drew, you know, I was in the process. Yeah, but can't draw too quickly. I have to wait. And I was off the side enough where they couldn't see me. So I wait until about half of the pack goes by and I'm drawing and I can't pull it back. I can't draw my bow. Now, this is a compound bow with about 35 let off. I can't pull it back. I had everything in it, and I could not pull it back. Now, I shot archery in summer and fall.
No problem.
Piece of cake. It was set at 68 to 70 pounds. No problem. Shooting 50 yards, 60 yards, you know, take occasional 70. I don't ever shoot anything that far away. I couldn't pull the bow back. Could not do it. They walk right by me like they never even saw me, but I never could pull the bow back. My buddy comes up to me. He goes, hey, do you see those deer walk by? I said, sure did. Did you shoot? I said, I couldn't pull my bow back. He goes, guess what? Neither could I.
Really?
The cold actually had drawn so much energy out of your muscle groups that I could not pull the bow back. It was the most crazy, and I talked to other people, and they said it was the same thing. So really what's important, I think, that the tip I'm getting to is take the time and practice when it's cold to understand. When I did that, I backed off the pounds on my bow. I backed it to, I think it was 63 or something like that. Then you don't have that same scenario because, of course, you know, heck, I can shoot this, no problem. Pull it back easy. But boy, when it got cold after that period of hours, you know, 7-6 hours sitting in the stand, it completely drew all of the power out of it. So just be aware of that, because if it would have been a trophy buck, I would have been absolutely beside myself. I probably would have jumped out of the stand and tried to wrestle it to the ground. I probably would have done it. Well, okay, maybe not probably. It's a good story, though. I thought about that.
Well, there's a solution to that. Well, maybe not in your case. You're not old enough.
Crossbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, if you're caught, if you're thinking you're going to hunt late season, just be aware. Be prepared for it. Understand what happens in that cold temperature, and don't be surprised if you're not going to decrease your poundage, what might happen, because mm-hmm. it's not an issue working out all the time.
It would get frustrating, I'm sure.
Oh, I was he was at that panic point where, like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Is my bow jammed up?
And right, then right.
Oh, no. I sat in the car for a while. I got back home. No, pull back, no problem. I was all warm. Not good. So speaking of something we teased before the show, the onset of the show, answering your phones, we were talking about this off air. When you see a phone call you don't know, Ava, do you answer that call?
It depends. Mostly I'll let it go to voicemail.
Yeah.
Because if it's important, they'll leave a voicemail.
And you can call them back at
right.
that point. Or, you know, if it's somebody you know, a lot of times you may have the caller ID up, but I agree. Don, you?
I have on occasion taken the call, and as soon as I hear it's the warranty on the vehicle I don't have any longer, I immediately...
Or you never owned.
Or never owned. I immediately hang up and block that call, so...
Okay, so that's the predecessor to the particular story. A Colorado hiker was lost for 24 hours, and he ignored rescuers' calls because he didn't recognize their number. Colorado hiker wandered off a trail and got lost, ignored repeated phone calls. Officials said the person started hiking Mount Elbert, South Trailhead, on October 18th, 9 a.m. Lake County Search and Rescue said the hiker did not return by evening, and five members searched for the hiker until early the next morning, but they were unsuccessful. The missing hiker finally showed up at their place of lodging around 9:30 a.m., and the search was called off. The hiker told the rescue officials that they had wandered off the trail around nightfall and couldn't find their way back. They had spent the night searching for the trail, and once located, bounced right around onto different trails trying to locate the proper trailhead, all the while not realizing that rescue team was looking for them. The subject said they ignored repeated phone calls because they simply didn't recognize the number. They've now left other hikers with some advice. If you're overdue according to your itinerary and you start getting repeated phone calls from unknown number, please answer the phone.
If I'm lost, I'm probably answering.
Well, wouldn't you try and call somebody yourself?
Thank you, Ava. You can't fix stupid.
Or have somebody, now, their friends,
what
call.
What are you going to tell them? Tell me where I'm at?
I'm lost. Help me.
Okay, tell me where I'm at.
You have a cell phone, a GPS locator.
They can ping your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were doing.
Well, they weren't answering. If you don't answer, they can't ping it, from what I understand.
Oh, no, sure they can. They probably knew where, I would guess they knew approximately where they were.
Or if their phone was even on, they didn't even know that. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all that criminal thing, right? That issue. Moving right along, we'll be right back after these words.